Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle and other members of the Midwest Governors Association plan to meet in Detroit this week. They say they'll sign an accord on jobs and the building of energy infrastructure. They also plan to unveil a clean energy roadmap they've been discussing for about 2 years. Governor Doyle says the staffs of the various governors have been busy.
So we will have an opportunity to really take a look at what we've done at working to build a comprehensive electric grid. We have research that is going on in all of our states, so you know, this conference will have a chance to move all of those forward.
Doyle says the states have also been working on making sure motorists can easily find high ethanol gasoline as they drive through the region. Environmental groups are also at the Michigan meeting. Keith Riopel of Clean Wisconsin says he hopes the political leaders follow through with earlier plans to have 30% of the Midwest's energy come from renewable sources by the year 2030 and to cut electricity and natural gas use by 2%. Riopel says a study done a few years ago showed a greater emphasis on clean energy can create jobs.
Six of the eight top states in terms of job creation are found in the Midwest, and they include Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, and it's the very same states that have seen such big losses that have this infrastructure that could take advantage of the transition to clean energies.
Riopel acknowledges the meeting this week is just a small part of what the governors need to do to put more people back to work. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.